to David Bryan, starring as Paul Garrett, Mr. District Attorney.
The salesman had been murdered, his clothing stolen, his car burned almost beyond recognition. Our killer figured to be a hitchhiker. But who was he? Where was he from? And where was he running to? Arrington and I tried to find the answers in the second-hand clothing stores along Skid Row. By late afternoon, we had checked more than a dozen places, with no results.
There's a couple of stores in this block, Chief, down by the Mission House.
Park by the first one.
Right. Chowhound's lining up early.
They always do down here. Fellow who runs the mission serves pretty good food, I hear.
Yeah. He's helped a lot of Joes over the rough spots.
Let's get going on the stores.
Yeah. They try cheap shops first. It's the best.
Wait a minute. Look at that, Harrington.
What?
The place across the street. The bazaar.
Oh, the guy dressing the window.
Look at that suit he's hanging.
Ray Herringbone. Hey, that fits one of the suits on the list.
Let's get a closer look at it.
Yeah, that's it, all right, Chief.
I hope that label hasn't been removed.
Be with you in a minute, gents.
Be with us now. Come on out of the window and bring that herringbone with you.
Sure. Now, gents, this is a real good suit. Be perfect on one of you, gents.
Yeah.
Feel that. This suit cost over $100 new. But you have it for 25.
Get the label, Harrington.
Let's have it, mister.
Nobody'd ever know it wasn't new. If it needs alteration...
Here it is, Chief.
Yeah. Emporium Men's Shop, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Where'd you get this suit?
I bought it. Where else would I get it? Guy brought it in this morning.
You know who he was?
I don't know nothing, mister. You come in here to buy a suit, did you... Hey, what's the matter? You the law?
I'm the district attorney.
Oh. It's hot. Burning.
Now, what did he look like?
Little guy, about 5'7", skinny, 130 pounds, maybe.
How was his hair cut? What color?
Hair? It was kind of dirty blonde. Brown, I guess. Eyes were blue, maybe.
You buy anything else from him?
Yeah. Show me this wallet for a buck. Here, take everything. Making a total loss.
Yeah. Identification cards and everything stripped, Chief.
Did you take anything out of here?
No, I just shoved it in my pocket.
The man we're after must have emptied them then, Harrington. If he removed the identification cards from those plastic cases, he might have left some fingerprints.
Yeah.
We'll take everything into the lab.
Hey, look, how about me? Can't you help me get my dough back? Give me some kind of a tip on what to do?
I'll give you a tip. If I ever have to come in here again, you'd better know who you bought things from and who they belong to.
Hello, Miss Miller. Chief in?
He's on the phone to Salt Lake City. There, they just hung up. Is that the lab report he's been waiting for?
Yeah.
Mr. Garrett?
Yes?
Harrington's here with the lab report.
Be right out.
Chief will be pleased, Harrington.
What did you get?
Oh, hello, Chief. Plenty. There were prints on those plastic card holders from the wallet, all right. Most of them were Bradley's own prints. But there was one clear left thumb impression that wasn't.
Any chance of identifying it?
It's already been identified by wire photo through Washington. It matches the left thumbprint of an Army deserter named Lenny Tripper. And the physical description checks perfectly.
What's his home state?
Came from right here in the city. Lived with his father and mother at 1137 North Kilburn Street. That's in the 9th Precinct. Well, who does he belong to? Us or the Army?
We can decide that when we get him. Miss Miller.
Yes, sir?
Notify military police. If they're interested, they can send a squad along. We'll meet them at the 9th Precinct in 20 minutes.
How'd he be able to eat these things with no place to warm them up?
You'll have to eat them cold, that's all.
He's got a little money, Jess. He's got to go away. Couldn't we give him train fare?
He's got money. Heaven only knows where he got it, but he's got it.
Then why is he going like this?
He's in some kind of trouble, me. It's more than the army.
What?
I don't know. And I don't want to know. If I did, I might turn him in.
He's your own flesh and blood.
Don't worry. I won't do anything to hurt him. He'll always manage to hurt himself. Those eggs boiled yet?
I'll see. That ought to be done. Oh, boiled. You don't like them that way.
Well, he can't have them poached in a freight car.
Jeff, who could that be?
I don't know. You'd better go.
Who's there?
Open up.
Who are you? What do you want?
District Attorney, you'd better let me in, ma'am. I've got a warrant.
Warrant for who?
Lenny Tripper.
He isn't here.
You mind if I come in and make sure?
Let him in, me.
What?
That's only my assistant at the back door, Mrs. Tripper. You mind letting him in, too?
Better do it, me.
Yeah, there's nothing out back, Chief.
Where's your son, Mr. Tripper?
We don't know. We haven't seen him in a year since he joined the Army.
How about in the last 2 months, since he deserted from the Army? You know about that. You've had a letter of notification.
Is this your cap, Mr. Tripper?
Yeah.
Railroader, huh?
Tower man. Give me a smoke, will you, me?
You both seem like good people. If you want to help your son, you can start by helping us.
All right. If you want to know, he's in Mexico.
He's been there for more than a month.
Mexico, huh? Thanks. Where did you get these cigarettes?
Where would I get them? I bought them.
Not in this city, you didn't. Not with a state of Utah tax stamp on the package. These cigarettes were stolen from a man who was murdered less than 24 hours ago.
Murdered?
Oh, no.
Yes, murdered. Shot 5 times. A man with a wife and 2 children.
Chief.
Here, look at this. All kinds of food. Box full of it. A dozen boiled eggs on the stove there, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. Tripper, where is he? MPs have the house surrounded. He can't get out.
He's not here. Tear the place apart. You won't find him.
Where would I find him? Down at the railroad yards?
No. No, we don't know where he is.
What's all that food for, then? Where were you going to take it if you don't know where he is?
The food isn't for him.
Maybe not. But your husband works on the railroad, and your son is running away. They don't have dining cars on freight trains, do they?
We told you all we know. Now leave us alone.
Your boy is wanted for murder. The best thing you can do for him is to take us to him and ask him to surrender.
We didn't know about the murder. I didn't even know the army was after him. You just told me today.
Come on, Ryan. We'll find him ourselves.
Those yards are big, Chief. We ought to hold the father. He could get to him and tip him off.
Well, that's why we're not holding him. You call the MPs. Ride with them. Cruise around the block after me and stop around the corner.
I see. You're going to let the old man lead us to him?
Yes. Roar after me like we're going someplace. The Trippers are watching us from the window.
Right.
Lenny, you in there? Lenny! The police are after you. They were at the house.
Just MPs?
No, the district attorney, too. We know, Lenny.
We know about every rotten thing. I wish you was dead. If it wasn't for your mother...
Please, Pop. This is no time to pick on me.
Pick on you? Killer.
Pop, you gotta help me.
I never want to see you again. There's a freight making up. It'll get you as far as Chicago. It pulls out in 10 minutes.
Chicago?
The police? No. They'll be combing the yards. You can't wait for the other one. Come on. Good thing the yards spread out. I think...
All right, then. Turn the spotlight on them.
Stop!
Come,
Lenny, quick!
Stop, Lenny. Tell them to stop, Mr. Tripper.
Lenny, you're all over the place. You ain't taking me!
Look out, Harrington. He's pulling a gun.
Lenny, no!
He went into that box car, Harrington.
I saw him.
One of those MPs was hit. Over there by the switch. Get him and move him out of line of fire.
Hey, back, Lenny.
Come on out, Lenny.
Go away! Go away or I'll kill all of you!
This is the end of the road, boy. This is as far as you go. I'm coming for you.
Chief, here. Here, take this light. Flash it when I ask.
Now! What?
He's hit.
He dropped his gun. Let him come.
Lenny! Lenny!
Bob. What'd you... let him shoot me for.
He's going to fall. Lift his head up, Harrington.
He's dead, Chief.
I'm sorry, Mr. Tripper. You'd have killed somebody else.
I know. It's better this way. I'm not crying for him. Not anymore. And thinking of his mother.
You'd better come with me. I'll take you home.
Now, here is the star of Mr. District Attorney, David Bryan, with a word about the program you have just heard.
Lenny Tripper died as he had lived, violently. You may not remember this particular case. There have been too many like it. It's one of the reasons most states have laws against hitchhiking. Now, this is David Bryan inviting you to join us when we present our next case based on the facts of crime from the file of Mr. District Attorney.
Mr. District Attorney was originated by Phillips H. Lord.